Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio, we have Eldon Scott.
Good morning, Mr. PJ. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. He's from Sonny's Barbecue, by the way.
Sonny's Barbecue. And it's the Always Sonny Show.
And the outfit kind of gives it away.
The outfit gives it away. The big white cowboy hat and the French shirt.
Yeah, I love it. And the beard.
The beard. Hey, it goes all together. And the red French shoes, or the red velvet shoes, too.
So oh, nice.
Gotta wear the fancy red velvets. So
check them out after the show.
When it's French Friday, you gotta dress up for News Radio 92.3.
So. Absolutely.
Glad to be here. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day outside. Good day for barbecue.
Good day for barbecue. Fall's creeping right in.
Mm-hmm.
The temperatures were real nice on my morning walk this morning. It was beautiful.
Yeah. I love walking outside and smelling people barbecuing.
I mean, that's a great afternoon.
It is.
Better afternoon if you're barbecuing it yourself or if you're at Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
So what's new?
Got some lot of new stuff. Obviously, the season change is here, and so, you know, we're creeping into the fall season, people getting ready for the holidays. Obviously, you know, we don't want to skip any. I know all the Halloween folks. I'm not a big Halloween person personally, but, you know, for those that are aficionados and celebrators of the Halloween, I don't want to skip that one. So we'll be out with probably at a couple different trunk or treat events. Still trying to coordinate that, but we'll probably be out in the community, probably handing out a little candy and some barbecue sauces. We you know, everybody likes a little barbecue sauce packet.
That sounds awesome.
Might be a few sandwiches here or there, you know, who knows, but we'll be out in the community a couple places, and we'll get those posted up where we'll be.
One of those dates coming out.
I think the 25th, and I think there's another one that we might do on the 30th and 31st. So just trying to get them coordinated and locked down, as they say, lock down the dates. So, but, you know, just trying to be out in the community. Obviously, it's a great time of the year. All the things happening, right? People making plans for all their holiday parties. It's that time of year. Businesses are looking for their end-of-year functions, if you will, and a barbecue is a good function.
Yeah, absolutely. So got Halloween coming up, we have Thanksgiving coming up, we have the holiday parties for Christmas coming up, and New Year's.
Absolutely,
lots of opportunities to bring Sonny's to your business.
Lots of opportunities. I mean, obviously, you know, lunch and learns, treating your staff at any point in time, it's way better than a pizza party. I can guarantee you that your staff will be much happier with the Sonny's barbecue than a Little Caesar's pizza. Not that a Little Caesar's pizza, man. I'm not knocking a Little Caesar's pizza. Sometimes those hot and ready's hit. I'm not going to knock it. But I promise your staff and the people that you work with are going to be thrilled beyond extent that they're getting a good barbecue from Sonny's Barbecue.
Absolutely. So for the holidays, is prime rib an option?
Ooh, prime rib. It absolutely is. Absolutely. Yeah, we do. A lot of people don't know, but we actually do a prime rib. It's one of what we call a tier two catering. It's not something we offer traditionally in store, but for catering, for your holiday party, we have banquet rooms, so we can set you up for prime rib in our banquet rooms.
Mm.
We also do a smoked pork loin and smoked salmon, actually.
Oh, nice.
A lot of people don't know that we do things outside of our standard menu. So for catering, we can just about anything. The only thing my boss says that we won't do is lasagna. He said if somebody wants lasagnas, they're getting Stouffer's. And it's going on the smoker for, you know, the time that it needs to be smoked.
Yeah.
you know, all of our meats are smoked fresh. You know, so the prime rib, you know, we season it. It's phenomenal. Mr. Brent Lane over at Cat Country, I can kind of see him through the window over there in the studio. We were out at a fundraising event here a few months back, and we sampled some prime rib for the fundraiser, which I believe they raised over $100,000 for Favor House, which is a great event out at the Equestrian Center.
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, it was perfect. That pink all the way through, slow smoked, seasoned well, with a little horseradish, you know, on the side. It's phenomenal. So if you're thinking of treating your employees to something that they're not going to soon forget and really, really appreciate, I mean, cater Sonny's Barbecue to have a little prime rib dinner for your employees for working hard all year. And it's honestly very affordable. You know, it's you know, for less than $30 a person, you can have a prime rib dinner with all the fixings and all the sides and probably dessert too. So it's a great value. and a delicious meal that your employees or friends and family won't soon forget. So
yeah. I thought you were going to say Brent was out there smoking with you guys, and smoker, not smoking. But
I mean, let us know. You, Brent, Mel, anybody that wants to come and get a little pitmaster lesson, we'll set it up any point in time.
Yeah. So can people reach out for football and tailgate parties?
Absolutely. Actually, we have a promo going on right now. You could win a tailgate. And so you can go to sonnysbarbecue.com. We're giving away a couple tailgates at a few different of the, I don't have the list here, but pretty much starting middle of next month for about a month and a half, I think they have 6-7 scheduled. They'll be doing a tailgate with our head pitmaster, Shannon Snell, at various college campuses. And so you can win an official Sonny's Barbecue tailgate with our head pitmaster and some of the cute, The Q crew from HQ. Is that the right way to say it? Yeah. So they will be, I think they got University of Florida and FSU game that they're going to be doing, I believe, in late October.
That's cool.
I think they're going over to Baton Rouge for LSU game, and I believe they're going to be doing one at UCF. There's 6 or 7 total that they got scheduled. I can't remember it all right off the top of my head, but you can go to sonnysbarbecue.com, and you can find all the information there, how you can sign up for that tailgate. And if you're looking to throw a party, call for some smoked chicken wings.
Mm.
If you haven't had our smoked chicken wings, I'm telling you, you're missing out.
Yeah.
You're missing out. They're marinated all night long. They're smoked all morning to be ready for lunch. And if you haven't had our smoked wings, we grill them after we smoke them and to order. And then personally, I like them fried. I like a little crispy skin, but, grilled is good too. So, and with a side of ranch or blue cheese, you can't go wrong. So we offer those for catering. You can call us at the store, and we can have 100 wings ready for you. It's great value, and you can get that crowd fed and kind of skip the long chicken wing lines, if you will. We can hook you up and have those chicken wings ready for you to go without having to wait for hours and hours sometimes, especially on Super Bowl. So can I say Super Bowl? Yeah, I can say Super Bowl.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not advertising. But anyway, so for the Super Bowl, you're spending your even if you pre-order, I've done it a number of times in the past where you can pre-order your wings and you're still waiting an hour and a half, 2 hours because the chicken wing places are so busy. So come to Sonny's Barbecue. We'll get you hooked up and get you some great food for your tailgate, your party, and chicken wings too for your tailgate. Pulled pork, obviously.
Oh,
we do barbecue
great.
Meatballs. That's something else that a lot of people don't know. We do barbecue meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on the smoker, get them sauced up. So those are great. Burn-ins. We also do burn-ins. And so not on the menu traditionally. I think they have been in the past at various points in time for different promos, but we can do them at any given time. We can put them on the smoker and get them ready for you.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Eldon Scott from Sonny's Barbecue, our guest today, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for him, what kind of smoke do you use?
What kind of smoke?
Like oak smoke?
Oak
flavored?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So all of our smokers. So our smokers actually run 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So every night our meats are smoked fresh. So they're seasoned up by the evening crew, getting everything ready. So the pork butts and the briskets go on in the evening. Get seasoned and they stay all night at 210. And so some people have made the accusation that our meats are microwaved, and I can assure you that our meats are not microwaved. They are 100% fresh smoked every day, and seasoned chickens gets marinated overnight and then goes on the smoker the next morning to be ready for lunch service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with all of our smokers, we have a mix of old hickories and, Southern Pride smokers, big commercial smokers, but they are 100% real smoke with oak.
Tell me about delivery and setup.
Yeah, so we do delivery and setup, depending on what you want to set up. So we're catering for ADX Communications next week. We're going to be bringing y'all lunch.
Nice.
Here
what
to
day
the
is
studio.
That?
Tuesday, I believe,
okay.
What it is. Yeah, so make sure you're here. Yeah.
I'm going to stay late for that.
Make sure you're here. And, so we'll bring it in. We set it up for you. We also do full-service catering as well. So for weddings, we do a ton of weddings. People just don't realize that we do so many. The the staff will actually stay there and do the serving for you. We'll set it up. We'll do the serving. We'll do the cleanup, break it down, clean it all, you know, take it all away, leave you your leftovers if there are any leftovers, or take it back if you don't want it. And, you know, we work real hard to get exactly what you need. A lot of people, what do they call it? Built-in leftovers. A lot of people want the leftovers, mm-hmm. you know, so they can feed other people that are a part of the wedding party that, you know, may not be part of the, I say wedding party, of the service, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the workers, the photographers, everybody, and they're just making sure everybody gets fed. So
sure. Can people customize the menu at all?
Absolutely. Pretty much anything you want. Like I said, we'll even do lasagna. but yeah, so we customize the menu, obviously. And we do carving stations too. So like you want prime rib, we can carve prime rib right on the line for you. So we even do whole hogs, pulled pork. If you want pulled pork, pulled chicken, whole barbecue chicken on the bone. So really anything they want as far as the menu. We even offer additional sides and the catering side that we don't offer in the store. We do mashed potatoes. We do a mashed potato bar. We do a taco bar. We do cheese and crackers. We do charcuterie styles. You know, grazing boards, you know, so we do a lot on the catering side. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily what you would traditionally think of Sonny's Barbecue, but it is our core, you know, the barbecue meats, even everything from, you know, chicken wings to prime rib, we're smoking them. Other than the hamburger and the chicken breast, nothing gets grilled. It all gets smoked. And, you know, from that core base of proteins, then we have additional sides and different things that we can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is Family Feast?
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of the family, I think we're going to give one away today.
Okay.
We're going to give a Family Feast away today. So Family Feast, this is just what it is. It's a Family Feast. It's going to come with a number of proteins, sides, and then that way you can basically feed your whole family. So on the giveaway, so what's the text line?
850-437-1620.
One more time.
850-437-1620.
I'm not going to remember it. But if the first person to text in the year that Sonny's Barbecue started is going to win that Family Feast. So the first person to text in the correct answer of when Sonny's Barbecue was founded is going to get that Family Feast. So watch
all right.
those lines.
I will
They'll
watch the text line. Wait and, for that answer.
Yeah. So,
and so are they going to pick it up at the front desk with Front Desk Tina?
They'll pick it up at the front desk with Front Desk Tina. Yeah.
All right, perfect.
So when you're ready to, well, once we pick the winner, and looks like we got a first text coming in.
We do.
Is it a correct answer? That is the question.
Yep, 2577, 1968.
Boom, we got a winner. And we have a winner's name?
There is no name yet, but I will
no
ask
No name
him.
Yet. All right. Well, we're going to get the name. So Family Feast is just designed. We can do it in, you know, for pickup. We can do it through the drive-thru, or we can do it in the restaurant. It's just a great way to feed a whole crowd, basically almost do family style, a family style meal that everybody can share, get what they want, and then usually there's plenty of leftovers after the Family Feast has been consumed. You got it?
Yeah, her name is Sherry.
All right, Miss Sherry, congratulations on winning the Family Feast. You can just come back here to the ADX Cat Country and News Radio studio. Miss Tina at the front desk will have that ready for you and get your whole crew fed. So hope y'all enjoy, and we'll see you soon at Sonny's Barbecue.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Well, speaking of seeing you at Sonny's Barbecue,
yeah,
we got to talk about our locations and where we're at.
Yes,
so,
go ahead.
Yeah, so we got four locations that serve the Pensacola community, like I like to say. Mm-hmm. So first start our Navy Boulevard location down by NAS at Pensacola. So they're right there where 98 intersects into Navy Boulevard, so you can go see them there. I have our Pine Forest location, which is technically on Shelley Road. They're kind of off the little side road back there.
That's our location.
Tucked back. That's where your neighborhood mm-hmm. is. So Mr. Devin over there, the manager, so you can go see him and the crew there. Then we have our 9th Avenue location, which is close to that little airport runway behind the AutoZone. So you know, many, many moons ago, it used to be across the street on the 9th Avenue side. I was speaking with someone yesterday or 2 days ago, and she was like, "Where'd Sonny's go?" And I was like, "You don't get to this side of the town very often, do you?" And she was like, "No, I don't." And I was like, "Yeah, so probably about 15 years ago, they actually moved from the other side of 9th Avenue back behind the AutoZone. So they're kind of tucked back away back there, but it's a real nice quaint area, nice and shady, so it's not so hot when you come out in the summertime. So you can come see us there. And then our Pace location, so which is right in front of the Lowe's. Miss Jess, that was her favorite location because she lived over there and was always doing weekend projects. So she was always going through the drive-thru.
Absolutely. So talk to me about Spirit Night.
Yeah, so we do fundraising. So Sonny's Barbecue has long been a supporter of the community. We do a lot, have always done a lot. We've been here in the community for almost 40 years. And so, you know, Sonny's has always donated a lot to the community, but we also do Spirit Nights, and we have a few fundraising opportunities for nonprofits, schools, PTAs, churches, youth groups, you name it. You know, whatever your nonprofit is, we offer the opportunity to use Sonny's Barbecue as a vehicle for raising funds for your organization to help further your the organization's mission. So we do Spirit Days. So it's a full day. So any sales that come into, basically it's a, you need to register within about 2 weeks out of the date you would like to do it on. Typically we recommend a month, but we can do up to 2 weeks, and you'll register your date once with the store. And then once you've scheduled your date, we give back 20% to the organization. And so the, and it's not just in-store orders. So like not just dine-in. So it'll be dine-in service, online, drive-through, and then also to-go order. So you could walk in and purchase those orders. So once you give your code for your organization, those sales will count towards that, and then we'll issue a check to the organization to help with their mission of furthering whatever they're doing, whether it be a PTA, a church organization, a community nonprofit, whatever it might be. And so that's a great opportunity. We do another fundraising thing, which is called a Big Deal Fundraiser. And so it's a digital fundraiser, so you don't have to do it at a location per se. And so what we'll do is we sell a big deal, which is a drink, a pulled pork sandwich, and a side. It's for $15. And then we give $4 back to the organization for all the ones they sell. So it works out to almost 27%. That they technically get given back on this digital fundraiser. So that's on a platform we use called GroupRaise. So it's a GroupRaise fundraiser. It's fully digital, and you can go and sell those to teachers, schools, whoever you want, you know, would like to sell those to, businesses. They purchase that. They get a unique one-time coupon code to use, and then the organization receives those funds. So.
And how do they connect with you?
So they can connect with me personally. Shoot me a text. That's the easiest way. I'll give my personal cell phone number. I'm that crazy guy. If I'm sleeping, I don't answer. But it's 850-418-3331. That's my personal cell phone, 850-418-3331. You can connect with me on Facebook. I'm Eldon, E-L-D-E-N. Last name Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Or you can reach out to any of our local stores as well. So you can speak with the manager there. If it's not something that they can handle, they'll get contact with me, and then I can kind of take point on it to get it scheduled for the organization and help them get that set up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see that you also have some pork butt sales.
We do. We do pork butt sales for organizations. I think that's probably one of our – it's a great way to raise money. Basically, we sell the pork butts. It's 5 pounds of pulled pork to the organization, $40, and then the organization can sell it for $50 to $60. So I think the retail value on it is about $75. So it's still a good savings even at $60. So the organization, we just did one here out of our Navy Boulevard store, sold a number of them, and you know the funds go back to the organization. So that's a great way. You got a football team, you got a sports team, you need to cover some travel costs or different things like that. That's a great way to raise some funds to, you know, cover some of those bigger expenses. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
So holidays are coming up. If people want to get gift cards.
Absolutely. We do gift cards. And what better gift to give than
barbecue? Absolutely.
Barbecue is a great gift. So I can promise you when, you know, they get that Sonny's Barbecue gift card, they're going to think, they're going to pick it almost immediately. They're going to pick a date to go eat the restaurant. Like they're just going to like, okay, oh, wow, I got a Sonny's Barbecue gift card. I'm going to go on whatever date. Like, you know, and that's what the fun part of gift cards is, right? So it's the you know, the opportunity to go do something maybe you wouldn't normally do, or give somebody the thing that's their favorite thing to do. You know, so if you know somebody that loves Sonny's Barbecue and you think they would love to get a meal on you for Christmas or their birthday, we can issue them at any point in time. We'll be having some bonuses, gift card bonuses coming up here from corporate that they kind of roll out a program here, getting into the holidays. So be on the lookout from that, from all the social media pages. So you can kind of take advantage of those, but we can do gift cards at any point in time. You got a birthday, somebody, you know, that loves Sonny's Barbecue. I don't think there's any better present than a good brisket or pulled pork sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So gift cards coming up. And then for the holidays, we're talking about, you know, giving gifts, you know, for your employees, gift cards are great. But then also we do have banquet rooms, and I wanted to make sure we got this in.
Absolutely.
Our banquet rooms. So our Navy Boulevard location, we can host up to 75 people at our Navy Boulevard location, and we can do all those tier two catering. So if you wanted to, you didn't have a venue to do prime rib at, we can host you at our location to do the prime rib, the pork loin, the smoked salmon, or we can just do our traditional menu as well, some brisket, some pulled pork. So we're here to serve you. That's our goal. And then our 9th Avenue location, we can host up to 40 there. So in the banquet room. We don't charge for the banquet room. We just ask that you obviously buy the food from us. We're going to treat you well with some good Southern hospitality and serve you some good slow-smoked oak barbecue.
That's awesome. Contact information one more time if they want to find out more.
My personal contact information is Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue, 850-418-3331. Of course, you can always find us online at sonnysbarbecue.com. And if you'd like to learn more about just catering, it's sonnyscatering.com.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me, and y'all have a great Friday.